Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right, so you run, you know, an extremely large oil and gas company, but how did you get started? You know, what's the backstory to actually how you got up and running? Because you're still, you know, young yourself. So how did you get started into this business?
Well, I don't know if you are aware, but I actually went to college in the U.S.
Atlanta?
No, I was in the D.C. area.
But you was in Atlanta, though, right?
I was in Atlanta.
Yeah,
a little bit. Shout out D.C.
All the Africans live in Atlanta and D.C. That's where all the Africans live in America.
Yeah, so I went to George Mason University, and then when I finished, I decided to move back to Ghana in the D.C., Virginia, you know, area. I'm sure there are some people from the area, as they call it, in the house. And afterwards, I decided to come back home to figure out how I can also contribute to Ghana. It was very challenging initially because I didn't have, you know, people always think people make moves with plans, with business plans. There was nothing like that. I was done with college. I had a great job as an accountant, making $72,000 a long time ago, and that was good money. And I just picked my bags and I said, I'm going to Africa. Friends are like, what? I'm like, I'm going to Africa, you know? I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, and I knew that I wanted to do something on my own, so I decided to make the move back to Ghana. I didn't start originally in oil and gas. I started with the telecom sector, but before, I think a lot of people over here are always trying to figure out, how do I make the initial move? You know, in terms of like trying to do something, whether it's business or whatever entrepreneurial journey you want to take. And what I want to say is, please don't always try to figure out the answers before you start. If you want to go ahead to do stuff, just do it. Just start. Just start something. You'll figure it out. Because I started, I didn't have a plan. When I was in the U.S., I worked and, you know, put myself through college. And the excess money that I had, that's what I lived off when I came, because the first couple of years, I was in the learning phase. I worked for free for my sister, who was an entrepreneur, and I come from an entrepreneurial background. my father was a very successful entrepreneur, and my mom was an entrepreneur in her own right. So it was just genetically I was exposed to that, and that's what I wanted to do. But it was really challenging. It was really tough. I had to work for free for a long time. I was my sister's driver and her PA at the same time, learning the ropes of how things work in Ghana and stuff. And I didn't have any capital because the money I had, I needed to survive off that. I also had a child, and I needed to take care of my child in D.C. So it was very, very challenging. But I had an idea in the telecom sector. As an entrepreneur, persistence is so key and so fundamental to the success of whatever you're doing. When I had a telecom idea, I went to a telecom company. I used to go there every day for 6 months. They used to tell me to leave. I'm like, no, I'm not going to leave unless you give me this opportunity. After about 6-7 months, the CEO walked out one day, called the head of, I think, contracts or something. His name was Adlai. I'll never forget it. She said, Adlai, give Kevin the opportunity because this guy will not stop showing up at our office. Literally, I was just posting there every day, just telling him, listen, give me the opportunity, and I'm going to create something which is going to bring wealth to both us, like, you know, myself and the telecom company. And now I had this telecom amazing contract. I needed $100,000. I didn't have $5,000 to my name. But I need $100,000 before I can start. So what do? I go into a bank. I didn't have any collateral. I go into a bank. I see the CEO of a bank at 5 p.m. I present what I have to him. You know, the man looks at me. He tells me, all right, let's go downstairs. So his office is on the 5th floor. We go to the banking hall. He tells the lead teller, give him a bank draft of $100,000. To the telecom company, and tomorrow, Kevin, come and fill the application forms for the loan we are giving you today for 6 months. He believed in me because I believed in myself. He could see that I believed in myself. Yeah. So he told me, he said, I have a limit of $100,000, and if you don't pay this money, I'll be sacked, literally. You have 6 months to pay this money back. The man believed in me because my story was very compelling, and he could see that I really wanted to do well for myself and believed in my ideas. So basically, it was because of the idea. Now, fortunately, I was able to pay the money back within 2 months. So then that opened other doors for me. And that's how I moved from telecoms to oil and gas. I mean, bottom line, that's how I started. So I started in telecoms, but I started with the idea of belief and persistence and just going for what you believe in.
So what's the first thing that you did in the oil and gas space?
Ooh, so oil and gas, the first thing I started doing oil and gas was in the trade. I started with the trading sector. So I looked at oil and gas, and I found it surprising. How do people go deep in the ocean and find oil and gas? So I was really interested in that. And we tried in 2006 to apply for an acreage in the ocean. I was 26. I didn't have any technical or financial muscle to do that. And the government of Ghana rejected our application and told us we don't have the financial or technical capabilities, which is true. So what did I do? I decided to invest my telecoms profits that I've made to create and build the capacity, both the financial and the technical capacity, to get into the oil and gas. So I reinvested the proceeds that I made. So I could have gone out balling on Lamborghinis and stuff, but I believed in my dream. So I made a transition from, you know, investing in myself, investing in my business, investing in what I believe in. That's how I made a transition from telecoms to oil and gas.
You, real quick, because I, Ian, I'm going to let you go, but you said that you had to apply to get acreage. That's so foreign to us. So you found a like water and said, like, we want this space. How did this process go? Like, you knew that was here? Like, how did it go?
So it's quite interesting. I mean, currently I own an asset which is like the size of New York City. So it's about 700 square.
Make some noise for that, man.
Yo, this is not an everyday thing. What?
Yeah, I own an asset deep in the ocean. It's about the size of New York City. It's about 70 kilometers, you know, in the ocean. If you're on a chopper, it will take about 45 minutes to get there. On a chopper. If you're on a boat, maybe 8 hours, but it's about the size of New York City. It's really huge, and you literally got to use something this big to find the oil. Now think about it. It's very, very tedious. Yeah, okay. Deep in the ocean. So what happens is you on your own go to the government and say, hey, I think this area has potential of having oil or gas or whatever it is, and you want to do a partnership with the government. You're going to invest all your money. You're going to take all the risk. If you lose money, that's on you. If you win money, the government gets a good, you know, a percentage of it, a part of it. And you share the profits with the government. And it took me literally, I applied in 2000. The first application in 2006, they told me I didn't have the capability. I went back, built the capability, and came back in 2012 and reapplied. Then they were like, this was made, this is not made for Ghanaians. I mean, we didn't even make the laws thinking someone from Ghana is going to do it. Now, think about it. Even our brothers in Nigeria had not done it deep in the ocean. You, a Ghanaian, want to do this? Are you out of your mind? Because you have to understand, a lot of times people think of their own challenges as your challenges, right? They don't see your ambition is not as, you know, ambitious as theirs or whatever it is. So I reapplied. It took 6 years. 2012. Then it was in 2000, it took 4 years of me basically knocking on the doors of government to say, listen, just give me the opportunity to prove that we too can do it. That's all I was trying to say. So I just wanted to change the narrative because, you know, a lot of times we believe that we as minorities cannot do things. You know, we cannot go to space. We cannot do other things because certain things are reserved for.
Let me give you an example. If you tell some of your friends, you're thinking about building a spaceship to go to the moon, they're going to tell you what?
Yeah, you crazy.
Exactly. So they're looking at me, telling them I'm going to go into the ocean to find oil and gas. Like, nigga, you out of your damn mind. Really, that's how they felt. But you don't. I don't blame them because that's what we know. We've only seen other people of color do it. We all are a product of our surroundings, you know? So if you don't see people like you doing stuff, sometimes you just think it's not possible for people like us to do stuff. But I wanted to just basically change that. And after being persistent for, you know, 4 years, they were like, okay, you know what? Go ahead. Let's see what you can do, you know? Yeah. We're going to watch you make a fool out of yourself. And lo and behold, we went ahead, we drilled. We currently have over 2 billion barrels of oil and a whole lot of gas.
We'll clap it up.
You know, so it just tells you that we are so capable of doing so much more than we think we can do.
Absolutely.
We basically put self-limitations on ourselves. I mean, we put limitations on ourselves, and I think we are in competitions with ourselves. We need to just push ourselves and have, you know, a lot of belief in us to achieve whatever our goals are.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.